Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Almost right out of the chute.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Greg Newsom joined us as well. Great to talk to Greg. Scott Petrak, our usual Monday guest, here, sat down with us, and Daryl Ryder just got up and left. So it was great to talk to D.
Yeah, and he was in a good mood when he left, too.
Daryl in a good mood. Dan, write that one down.
June, that's true.
June 2nd.
Didn't fight with anybody.
12/20.
No arguments.
12/20.
Not over the top on anything.
How about that?
Although
tomorrow's a big day, though, with things in Columbus and the Dome and everything else. So we'll see how that plays
out. Although I thought we all thought it would be the 30th of this month, but then Daryl with a little bit more
insight. Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah.
So he gave us a little bit more background information. So,
and when it all breaks, Daryl will be with us tomorrow at whatever time that is.
I thought it was
interesting. On whatever show he's with.
But you brought up the point about, you know, what happens next if tomorrow, if it's not in that bill, then you're talking about doing some sort of minor refurb on the stadium, or major? How is that going to work?
If you're the Haslams and you want the Dome, and you don't get the funding from the state to go along with it, would you want to have the 15-year fix to the stadium?
No.
I wouldn't either. I would think, as Daryl said, maybe you're looking elsewhere and you do a little bit of work on the stadium here and find another plot of land and try it all again.
Out of the county. It would be out of the county.
Look, you can take a look around Northeast Ohio. There are a lot of places that have 200 available acres. And the want to probably have something like that in their community. So just stay tuned on that. I think it's really interesting. Hmm. Joel Bitonio, as we heard from Scott Petrak, can hit a golf ball a long way.
Yes.
And Scott watched Joel hit. And Joel spoke with the media earlier today. I don't care how Joel Bitonio can hit a golf ball. I'm glad for him that he can hit one. That's terrific. What I really care about is how he plays left guard. And he plays it really well. What I'm really happy is that he's playing it again this year for the Cleveland Browns. And we just heard Matt play a soundbite from Joel talking about that. But he talked about a lot of other things. First and foremost, it's kind of like asking the Baskin question, hey, what's your quarterback depth chart? But Joel was asked, who does he want to start at quarterback? Gee, ooh. I'll bet he really went out on a limb on this one. Here's what he had to say.
We want the best guy. You know, we want the best guy to compete. You understand that the team has a duty for future years, but I think going into the season, like, we're going to put the best guys out there, and we're going to try and win as many games as we can. We know we're in a tough division. We know the AFC's tough, but, you know, I think we have faith that we're going to put the best guy out there.
That makes common sense.
So if you're keeping score at home, he's got best guy at number one, second best guy at number two, third best guy at number three, and then worst guy at number four.
Worst is a tough word, Andy.
Fourth best.
That's the way to
clean up hitter.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, Joel's going to say something like that. We just felt obligated because anybody who's on the show has to be asked about the quarterback. So we got that one out of the way.
Tell me that isn't the number one conversation around town still.
I don't think there's any question. It's Nolan Jones being hot, and is he the right? No, I guess it's not.
No, it's not.
But Tonio had to make some decisions about whether he wanted to continue to play, and he just told you what he told you about the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He had this to say about that position and his return.
You know, I already had, obviously, a relationship with Joe Flacco. We bring him back. Kenny Pickett, from everybody I've talked to, he's just a guy that wants his chance, and he's hungry to prove that he can play in this league. Then you draft two young quarterbacks. So I think the quarterback room, like, we have four guys that are going to compete that we want to put the best guy out there.
Back to the best guy.
No, that best guy is definitely winning the job in his eyes.
I know we've talked about this a lot already. Well, folks, unfortunately, the Browns don't have a starting quarterback, and we're going to be talking about it until they name a starting quarterback. And then we'll talk about it some more after that. So that's a topic that's going to come up, but it's clearly one that they have to figure out, Andy. And I'm curious as to if anybody can win this job before late in the preseason games. You know, Daryl said before week three of the preseason, the third game. That feels about right to me. But I wonder if anybody jumps up and is so impressive earlier that they could possibly win this gig, or that somebody clearly doesn't become the guy.
I think with two rookies, I don't think you can have it that way. I think this is going to play out until probably midway through preseason. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Unless someone, you know, is knocking on the Browns' door saying, hey, we don't have a quarterback and we want to trade for Joe, or we want to trade for Kenny. Or they want to trade for one of the two rookies. I mean, that's not out of the question either.
Last year with Deshaun Watson for a while, and then with Jameis Winston for a while, and then everything else at quarterback, the Browns ended up going 3-14. And Joel Bitonio decided to return, despite the fact that they were 3-14 last year. But Joe had these thoughts earlier today on what happened last season.
Overall, I think we just had the wrong mentality, and I think Coach Stefanski has already stressed the toughness that we need to bring back, the how practice is going to be. I think the rookie minicamp and the OTAs have already kind of picked up that tempo. You know, we're not resting on any laurels of playoffs or anything like that. It's a new team, and we have to establish our standard and what we want the Browns to be.
Does that give you the impression that maybe they were cocky last year?
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Maybe yeah. A little overestimated their self-worth, their abilities? I don't know.
Well, you also came into it with a quarterback who you thought was healthy, right? We all thought Deshaun was healthy going into last season. We're like, okay, let's take a deep breath because now we actually have the opportunity to see what we really thought we were going to be able to see all along that did not come to fruition.
And he also said, you know, the toughness that we have to have. I wonder if the guys, you know, I wonder if there was just a different tone that was set last year. You know, there were some changes on the staff. A different offensive line coach, different offensive coordinator.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder. A lot of things, and you just heard Joel talk about those. And now, and this is, I think, kind of interesting. The thought of getting better, it's got to be more than just thought. Joel Bitonio.
Hope is, you know, an easy word. We're trying to work for it, and we're trying to, you know, put the group out there and try and win some games this year.
Hope. Dan, what's hope?
A good thing. Sometimes it's the best of things, and no good thing ever dies.
Folks, that was unrehearsed. I just tossed it to him, and boom, he was right there. That was beautiful.
I watched too much TV.
You are back from vacation.
I got to read more books.
You're fresh like a daisy. That was great.
I got to read more books.
That was Dan Menigan right there on the money, folks. That's the way to get her done. That was nice.
Andy, how about drinking a beer up on the roof? You in with that, too?
Just want to feel like a guy. Like it was one of our roofs that we were all helping each other do. Fresh Bohemian.
Isn't there something about suds? About drinking some suds with your friends?
Something like that. I can't think of it totally.
After a hard day's work?
Yeah. Just sitting up there. It's a way to do it.
Keep Mansfield proud.
The offensive line is it a question mark, Andy?
No.
Or is it a strength?
I think it's a strength. You also have a little bit of depth there too with Whipler and Zinter, and they brought in Tevin Jenkins. Cornelius Lucas is also on board now.
Enough depth there that they have things covered. You clearly have to get your left tackle. And my fingers are crossed that it's DeWand. I think it can be DeWand. And if he does what we think he can do and he stays healthy, I think he could be really good. But remember, you lost Bill Callahan. You brought in Dickerson. Now you've brought in yet another offensive line coach. So it'll be 3 in 3 years. And that's not lost on Joel Bitonio.
Got to be tough up front. We got to, turn 2-3 yard runs into 4 and 5 yard runs. You know, our defense has to be tough. It's all toughness. It starts, you know, training camp and just having that ability to go to battle. And when things do not go, it's a long season. You're going to lose some games, but how do you bounce back? How do you not let one loss turn into two? And so, yeah, we got to be tough up front for sure.
That's the second answer he's had that involved the word tough, Andy.
They got to be tough, Jeff. I don't know how else you'd say that. Do you feel like this is the strength of the team, the offensive line, or do you think it's the defensive backfield? Because I know you don't think it's wide receiver.
No, I don't.
And the running backs are going
too early,
to be
too early
too young
to be determined.
You could say tight end. I feel strong about tight end.
Too
ends.
Early? Right now you have one, and you have one you drafted who you think is going to be good.
And you also have a somewhat unproven yet – it's hard to say that when Myles Garrett's on the defensive front, too. So,
I kind of like the defensive line. I just feel it's going to come together. But I think that clearly there's a message that was sent during OTAs and it involved being a tougher football team. I say that because here's one of the key leaders on the team who has mentioned tough twice in his press conference today. So that means you better be tough.
Does that come from your coordinator? What is that? Where is that suddenly? Maybe that's the key word of the offseason.
My guess is that was not a message that they didn't hear from Bill Callahan. My guess is they heard tough a lot from Coach Callahan, and maybe they're hearing it again.
Maybe. I hope so, because last year just didn't feel right. And when you don't have health, you have all kinds of issues. I mean, you just start looking, and now you're trying to put bubblegum in the dam left and right. So, and then you were asking young guys last year to be able to step up and maybe when they weren't ready. You know, we talk about, you know, taking first-year players like Mason Graham and Carson Schwetzinger and just putting them right out on the field. And while, yeah, I think if you pick them in the first and second round, the way the NFL is now, yep, I get it. I understand it. But there's still going to be a learning curve because everybody knows, and we've watched this time and time again during the preseason, where we think something is so great during the preseason, and then all of a sudden you put the game into full throttle, and those rookies that look really, really good in the preseason look very humbled in the first 2-3 weeks of the year.
Joel Bitonio is going into his 12th season, and he's 33 years old right now. He's coming back for another year, decided to play, keep it going in 2025. Past 2025, that might be something to think about, Bitonio on his future.
I think it's going to be every offseason. I definitely am not going to take, like, retirement tour. You know, I think we're filling this out 1 year at a time. If I go into next offseason and I'm feeling good, like, we'll see what we got left, you know, if you know, we want to still play. But right now, I'm just focused on this season and playing for this Browns team.
We saw Joel out here, Andy. There are two different ways of looking at guys in pro sports. For instance, if you look at what you know of Joel Bitonio as a football player, going into his 12th season, he's in his early 30s. He's 33 years old. Okay, that's a veteran, right? That guy's been around. He has played a lot of downs. He's got a lot of wear on those tires. You see him walk around here? What's he look like? He looks like a young, healthy guy who'd beat the you-know-what out of you.
Yeah.
And so it's two different things. So I can understand completely where he says, hey, let's take it every offseason and see. Because walking around here, he looks like he's ready to go out and play football.
He does.
And maybe that's the case moving forward, you know, after next season. Maybe he's had enough. The one thing about it, as opposed to years gone by, these guys don't necessarily have to keep playing for income. You know?
No.
It used to be, let me make this money for as long as I can. And obviously, there's still something to be said for that. But when you've made enough money in your career that if you invest it wisely, sit on it, don't spend it, whatever, you could probably be set for life or pretty close to it. That changes things an awful lot.
I'll buy it. I just, you know, they need one more. I know what he looks like today. What's he going to look like week 14, 15,
yeah.
16, 17?
Isn't that the truth? Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, Dan Menigan out at the Browns Foundation Golf Outing at the Westwood Country Club in Rocky River. We're having fun today and having a lot of different people stop by and talk to us, and we really appreciate that. If you have thoughts on Bitonio, what Stefanski had to say, what's going on, by all means, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.